Okay, good morning, all. It is 8:30 a.m. on June 1st, 2018. Happy June. This is a conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. And let's start off, if we could, with a roll call. Commissioner Baker, I heard. Commissioner Keeney is going to be absent. Is that correct, Tammy?
Correct.
Chair Smith is on board. Commissioner Graybill.
Here.
Good morning, David. Commissioner Thorburn's on board. Commissioner Hosemiller? Commissioner Hosemiller? Did he say he would or would not be on, Tammy?
I have not heard.
Okay. Commissioner Kehoe?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Hope your voice gets better. It's not all. Commissioner McIsaac's on board. And this is Commissioner Carpenter, and I'm on board, and we do have a quorum. And Joe Storr, if you're on board, could you have the staff involved announce their participation, please?
Hello, this is Amy Windrow. I'll be filling in for Joe Storr. And I believe we have Ron Warren. And Ron, you can introduce your staff.
Yes, good morning, commissioners, and thank you, Amy. In the office here in the NRB, Bob Sizemore, Michelle Culver, and I.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, Larry, any other staff? Oh, go ahead.
Just, Amy, this is Brad. Randy Good called me the other day, but I didn't get his number. Could you send me his number?
Yeah, absolutely, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's good. Okay, first item is A, electronic catch reporting systems for recreational fisheries, and this is a briefing.
Yes, good morning. This is Michelle Culver, and I work in the Intergovernmental Ocean Policy Unit of the FISH program, and I'm providing a briefing on electronic catch reporting systems for recreational fisheries. I'm hoping all of the commissioners received the summary sheet and PowerPoint, and I'll be referring to the PowerPoint slides as I walk through them. So with this briefing, I plan to update the commission on current catch reporting systems, plans for the online catch record card system, and other ideas that have surfaced during internal conversations, and solicit input from the commission on our plans and ideas. So just by way of background, as the commissioners know, some of our fisheries are managed federally with catch limits or quotas. And for example, those include our halibut fisheries, our coastal salmon fisheries, and coastal bottom fish fisheries. And we have some fisheries that are managed at the state level with catch limits, either catch limits that WDFW has developed or some that we've developed in concert with our co-managers and are subject to intertribal or state tribal co-management agreements. So some examples for those include Puget Sound and Columbia River salmon, Columbia River steelhead. There's a Zone 6 Columbia River sturgeon fishery. So those are some examples of fisheries where we have state-level catch limits. So in some cases, our fisheries require in-season catch reporting and quota monitoring. And in other cases, we're able to do a post-season catch estimate and don't have to track necessarily any kind of quota attainment in-season or take any in-season action. So WDFW has different data collection and catch reporting systems that vary by fishery and area depending on our fishery management. So moving on to slide two. This is a quick summary of some of our current recreational catch reporting systems. So for our quota monitored fisheries, we have rigorous port sampling programs where we have staff that conduct angler interviews and collect biological data. and our ocean sampling program, Puget Sound sampling program, and Columbia River sampling programs use tablets or handheld devices in the field, and this has allowed them to record catch data and summarize it and provide that information to fishery managers within 1 to 2 days, whereas previously using the paper forms that had taken about a week. In addition, anglers are required to report their catches of salmon, steelhead, sturgeon, and halibut on an annual catch record card that's valid for the entire license year. And our post-season catch record card catch estimates usually take about 1 year to produce after we receive the CRCs. Separate from that, the Puget Sound crab fishery has 2 catch record cards with 2 different seasonal deadlines, October 1st for the summer season and February 1st for the winter season. And then they have a voluntary online CRC reporting system. So just to be clear, all Puget Sound crab anglers are required to submit their CRCs, and they're able to do that either through the paper CRC or through the online reporting system. So about 50%.
Michelle?
Yes?
Excuse me. This is Commissioner Graybill, and I'm looking at your chart here on species that require the catch record cards, and under steelhead it's indicated as an under steelhead it says annual limit. I believe that's a daily limit for steelhead, at least in our region.
Thank you for the question, Commissioner Graybill. I'm not yet on slide 3.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I got it.
I'm on slide 2, and I'm just summarizing which fisheries we have different catch data collection methods in place for.
All right, good. I'm sorry. Well, when we get there, you can answer that question. Thank you.
Sure. So relative to Puget Sound crab, again, all anglers are required to submit their catch record cards. They can do that either through the paper catch record card or through an online reporting system. And about 50% of all of our Puget Sound crab CRCs are returned, and about 80% of those are done through this online reporting system. So WDFW plans to expand the voluntary online CRC reporting capability for the other species that currently have a CRC requirement, and we will follow up with a proposed rulemaking through the commission process later this year. And I have a slide that goes through that process here in a few minutes. So you'll see on our data collection methods, we have the port sampling creel surveys. We have creel surveys that are done at access points through multiple fisheries and areas. And we do overflights. We do boat counts for effort for various fisheries throughout Puget Sound and Columbia River. And then we conduct phone surveys, and our phone surveys collect all marine fisheries and all species. And then, as I mentioned, we have the catch record cards for salmon, steelhead, sturgeon, halibut, and Puget Sound crab. So turning over to slide 3, this is a summary of the catch record card data that we collect for each of those species and how they're used for fishery management purposes. And as Commissioner Graybill noted, in most cases we have other CRC uses besides annual catch reporting, so they are also used by enforcement in the field to note daily bag limits and annual bag limits. and my apologies for Steelhead. We probably should have noted daily and annual limit in the table. But I'll just quickly run through these. So for Dungeness crab in Puget Sound, we have fishery catch limits or quotas, a CRC requirement. The CRC is used to determine the catch in the fishery. It's also used in some cases for the daily limit, and there's the online CRC catch reporting capability. So for salmon in the ocean, there is a fishery catch limit or quota. There's a CRC requirement, but the CRC is not used to determine the fishery catch. We use a port sampling program, and we have in-season quota monitoring for the ocean fisheries. The CRC is also used for enforcement of a daily bag limit, and currently, you cannot report your salmon, ocean salmon catch online, but we hope to include that as part of the online CRC capability in the future. For salmon in Puget Sound and other areas, I understand is really broad. This includes all estuaries, rivers, lakes. In some cases, there are fishery catch limits or quotas. In all areas, the CRC is required, and the CRC is used for fishery catch, and it's also used in the field for daily limits that apply to that specific fishery or area, and we would like to expand the online CRC capability. For steelhead in all areas, we don't have a fishery catch limit or quota. We do have a CRC requirement, and it is used to determine the fishery catch, and we also use it in the field to look at daily limit and annual limits, and we want to expand the online reporting capability. For sturgeon, in all areas, there is a CRC requirement. There are fishery catch limits that apply in some areas, and the CRC is used to determine the fishery catch. And other CRC uses include the annual bag limit, and we want to expand the online CRC for sturgeon. For the halibut fishery, we do have fishery catch limits or quotas that apply to different sub-areas. There is a CRC requirement, but the CRC is not used to determine the fishery catch. So we use port sampling for ocean halibut fisheries and a combination of overflights and port sampling in Puget Sound. And we do in-season quota monitoring for the halibut fishery. And the CRC is also used to monitor and enforce a daily bag limit. And then this year, for the first time, we have an annual bag limit for halibut as well. And we do plan to expand the online CRC for halibut fisheries in the future. Moving on to slide 4. As I mentioned, we plan to come through the commission process for rulemaking to allow us to provide that voluntary online catch record card reporting system. We filed a CR-101 on May 2nd, and in developing the rule revisions, those will also include the implementation of Senate Bill 6127, which included the halibut catch record card fee and some changes to the catch record card. And we also have some relatively minor housekeeping rule revisions for catch record cards. We will brief the Fish and Wildlife Commission at your September 14th and 15th meeting, and we would propose that the rule be adopted sometime before the end of October. And we have a target effective date of December 1 of 2018. So the online CRC system would affect the 2019 license year and the licenses go on sale for the 2019 license year beginning December 1 of 2018.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I have a question, if I could, please.
Commissioner Thorburn, please.
So, Michelle, is the rule going to expand the online, the voluntary online reporting for all of the species that you've listed in the previous table as future expansion? So the ocean and Puget Sound salmon and steelhead sturgeon and halibut, will that all be contained in the upcoming rule?
Yes, that's what staff are preparing in the proposed rule that we would bring before the commission, is for all of those species that currently have a catch record card requirement, we would provide the capability for anglers to report that catch voluntarily online.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And then moving on to slide 5. These are some other ideas for electronic catch reporting that we've had some internal discussions about, and I would characterize these as being in the exploration phase. So we have not made any concrete decisions to move forward with these items or have these options fully fleshed out, but we just wanted to highlight them for the commission. See if you want to provide any feedback or guidance on these ideas or have other ideas that you want to offer. So one of the ideas is to expand the online catch reporting system for species that are currently not required to be reported on a CRC. So expanding the CRC. Develop a fishing license for access and display on a mobile phone. So this would be connecting to our wild system so an angler could pull up his or her license on their mobile device rather than have a paper license in the field. Another item is to have a mobile solution that meets agency needs for harvest reporting. So this would also allow anglers to be able to report their catch or harvest through a mobile device rather than an online system that would require them to be connected to the internet. And then there has been, I think this was developed in 2015, and it's currently used in the Gulf of Mexico red snapper fishery, but there's an iSnapper app, and for those not familiar, iSnapper is an app that's available to you on your mobile device, and it can be tailored to meet different needs. So it's currently just a platform that could be used for data collection purposes. And then for the Gulf of Mexico red snapper fishery, they've used the iSnapper app to specifically collect angler catch information on their mobile device. And so the way this works is an angler is fishing out in the boat. They record their catch onto their mobile device as soon as they catch and retain their fish. And then when they return back to port, to the boat ramp, they're subject to a random creel survey that can spot check and verify that the catch that they brought in matches what they've already recorded on their mobile device. And that concludes the presentation. I'd be happy to take any questions and hear your comments or ideas.
Yeah, Larry, this is Brad.
Yeah, please, Chair Brad. Sure.
Michelle, thanks. And you were just mentioning the Gulf of Mexico. Vis-a-vis other states, is where we are now ahead of the pack or catching up to the pack?
I think it varies by state, so we're certainly ahead of the pack when it comes to the development of the Fish Washington mobile app, where anglers are able to know what the regulations are, where they want to fish or where they currently are located. But in terms of reporting catch online, I would say we're in the middle with having the online CRC reporting capability. Most states by far are still using paper systems. I would say that we're not necessarily ahead of everyone else, but we're in the pack that's ahead of most of the states.
And that just begs the follow-up that when we are out there taking a lead or a little bit of a lead in some cases on this, it could be a good press release. So, you know, I would encourage, you know, we got to get more of that good news out there.
Yeah, great point.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn.
As I understood your presentation of the iSnapper app, it could be modified for other species. Is that correct? We could just have our anglers download it and report other species. Is my understanding that correctly?
No, so iSnapper itself is an app, and I provided a link in your electronic presentation that you can go and learn more about how it's used in the Gulf of Mexico. But the Snapper app itself is a platform that's already been developed, and then we could work with that company to tailor a similar mobile reporting app for Washington that's tailored to our species and areas.
Thank you. The reason I ask is it just seems like rather than starting from scratch, if there's something already available and tested, it might be more economical approach. On the other hand, if we could unify something with Fitch Washington, which was developed more in-house, I guess that's another possible approach.
Yep, and those are part of the internal conversations that we've had and that are still ongoing. And I know the wildlife program would also like to have similar capability to report hunting harvest. So that's been part of the discussion as well.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Thanks to Ms. Culver for a very nice presentation here and also a very concise agenda summary sheet on this. This is all very important stuff, and, you know, counting the fish and counting the catch is so important to reaching our sophisticated management that we're all after here. It's just very important stuff. And I just want to express all the encouragement I can to try to get more and more of this stuff online. It is 2018, and as we move forward in time, there's just going to be more and more of this. I think that there's always been challenges with the paper catch reporting cards in terms of non-response bias and some other things like that, and I'm sure there'll always be challenges on the online business of people who just don't do that, and how do you properly estimate those that don't. But it's not unlike some other challenges we have with paper, and so I just want to encourage the staff to continue to think about how this might look 10 years from now, because it is so important. In terms of these other ideas here, the fishing license on a mobile phone is an exceptional idea, great idea. I don't know how many times, I mean, it might hurt the income in the state because I don't know how many times I bought another license because the license I had was in a different boat or in a different pair of pants. But I always have the same smartphone. So that's a very good thing. I know there might be some enforcement challenges there, but I'd encourage the staff to try to work through those. That would be a very, very popular and efficient thing to do there. With regard to the iSnapper app in the Gulf of Mexico, You know, I think that following on the chairman's opinion there, I think we ought to be out in front of everybody on this. I mean, this is the state that Microsoft and the computer business got started in. This is a state that has a lot of strong cyber technology strength to it, and so I think the Department of Fish and Wildlife ought to be right out there with the rest of it as well. All this will have a tremendous amount of benefits and a lot of efficiencies for the staff and a lot of accuracy, too, when the verification programs come in. So just some comments there, and appreciate the presentation very much.
Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Grayville. I would really encourage that we move this direction. In many of our fisheries, even in season, we are managing to a quarter of the fish to estimate mortality on decision whether to continue a fishing season or not. I'm encouraged to hear that the use of the online reporting in the crab recreational fishery, I think we're way past the point of depending on paper and data that comes in a year after a season to determine a following year's season that is already in progress. It just doesn't make any sense in this day and age when we are managing now to not thousands of fish, but hundreds of fish, and in some cases, as I say, down to a quarter of fish based on creel on stream side. So this is a really important step forward. I want to thank Larry Carpenter for submitting the blue sheet for us examining this, and I'm encouraged by the feasibility of this. I agree with Commissioner McIsaac. It should be our role to take leadership in this sort of action, and I encourage us to move forward and hopefully have this in place. And I'm looking forward to our meeting in September with the proposed rule changes.
Yeah, Larry and Brad, one more time.
Go ahead, Brad. Thank you.
Yeah. The leadership role and what Don mentioned too, Microsoft, it just popped in my head, and I don't know what the protocols would be in terms of the folks across the street, but what if we invited them to sit around a table with us to discuss possibilities? And I'm thinking the possibilities going from just their thoughts and ideas to their helping fund. It would seem something like this could be, you know, a win across both sides. Just popped into my head, so I'm just throwing that out.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? In closing, Michelle, thank you very much for your work and effort into this, and Ron, for your leadership as well. What I'd like to do is I'd like to, Ron, have this on the Fish Committee agenda in June. I'd like to go back over some historical stuff. I'd like to talk in more detail. I don't want to tie up the entire commission today. And of course, our Fish Committee meetings are open to any and all commissioners that want to participate and the public. So would you be kind enough to include this on there?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Okay. If there's no other questions or comments, we'll thank staff for that. We'll